Measuring and improving outcomes. What's that all about? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today I want to talk about a core element of our new recertification programme and some ways we can look to achieve it. The Medical Council of New Zealand has recently revised its requirements for vocational recertification here in New Zealand, and we, as a college, have adapted our programme to meet these requirements. Over the next 9 months or so, we are starting our members on the new programme, commencing each cohort at the end of their CPD year. Now, one of the core elements the Medical Council of New Zealand have in their requirements is called measuring and improving outcomes. To quote from their strengthening recertification document, this is a quality improvement process that includes review, brackets internal or external, close brackets, of a doctor's everyday work and resultant patient/health outcomes. The doctor can then analyse, reflect on, and use the information gathered to develop their practice and identify professional development needs with a view to improving patient care and health outcomes. End quote. So, one way we can look to measure and improve outcomes is to undertake an audit of personal practice. By looking at specific data as it relates to our practice and measuring it against a standard, we can monitor our practice, hopefully find we are doing a good job, but more importantly, identify areas in which we are underperforming. We can then look to improve in that area by engaging in CPD activities and then demonstrate that improvement by re-auditing at a later date. What inspires or drives you to look at a particular area can vary. You might be prompted by a conversation with a colleague or a personal experience with a case. You might simply identify an area in which you feel weaker, or you might want to monitor an area in which you specialise, like POCUS or fracture management. The college has some audit templates which have been pre-approved and are available on the website. This enables people to choose a pre-prepared audit to do in an area of medicine relevant to urgent care. But as many of you will know, there have not been that many of these, but we have been looking to add more, and it is our intention to continue to grow this library of audits. We have added a sore throat audit and a POCUS audit, and there are a few audits relating to back pain coming soon. But we've also outlined ways in which our members can design their own audits. And because we are wanting our new recertification programme to be more flexible and targeted at an individual's personal CPD needs, we will encourage you to do this. This means that you have the flexibility to analyse an area of your practice that you have identified as needing attention and can design a personal audit to address that. Now, how can we be alerted to an area of our practice that needs further attention? Well, being able to compare ourselves to our peers is one way to see where we might be falling down. But how can we do this? Well, I recently signed up to the BPAC website here in New Zealand. As a GP colleague had told me that you are able to get prescriber reports from them that shows you the medications you have prescribed in the last year. They include comparators with peers, so you can see if you are handing out Augmentin prescriptions more than your colleagues, or if you're being frugal with your Bactroban. But when I registered, I stated I was a primary care doctor, non-GP, because that is what I am, technically. This did not give me access to prescriber data, which was frustrating. When I inquired, I was told that this data was only available to GPs. Anyway, to cut a long story short, there is now an urgent care option for you to tick when registering on the BPAC website, and this registration process is free. If you have previously registered, you can go into the settings and tick the box for urgent care if you want. And not only will this give you access to your prescriber data, but it also means that we can be comparing ourselves to each other rather than GPs. Our prescribing is much more limited than GPs, but that does not mean that what we do prescribe should not follow best practice or be monitored. I found very useful data in my prescribing of antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, topical creams, and asthma medications, and it has enabled me to consider auditing my use of these medications. It was very interesting to review my prescribing and comparing my scripts per 1,000 patients for each medication, and simply reading through the data was enough to make me consider how I prescribe. So I would encourage all of the Kiwi-based community prescribers listening to make sure that they've registered, and check the UC box, and then have a look through the data and use it to consider how you can measure and improve your practice. I should point out that the data is taken from community pharmacies, so those of you in EDs will not get the same data. Links are in the show notes to the website. Now, as always, if you have any comments, questions, corrections, or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. I apologise if this had a Kiwi-centric conclusion, but wherever you are in the world, measuring and improving outcomes is an important CPD activity for us all to undertake. I'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.